Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parsha Shlach, Tov Shin Pei Hei. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chochma where he brings, it's really Derech Agav, as we'll see in a moment, but a very interesting Nekuda that Reb Meir Simcha's Oymed on. And this is in the end of the parsha, in the parsha of Tzitzis, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Mem. I think once in the past we went through the beginning where he's masber the idea of Tzitzis and the mashal of Tzitzis and a beged and the Tzitzis that the strings that are coming off, or it's like an unfinished beged that people have to finish. And at the end of that piece, he brings the Gemara in Ksuba Zayin Zayin Amud Beis. Now, Pashtus, the reason he's bringing the Gemara in Ksubis is for the end of the shtickel, where it talks about the Gemara says, "Nakel le bahade karna de glime." Says the Malach HaMavis, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi jumped into Gan Eden, the Malach HaMavis chapped him by the corner of his beged, and for that, Rabbi Meir Simcha goes and says, pshat, what's the pshat by the corner of the beged? And that has to do with tzitzis, and that's why he brings this Gemara. But we're not going to do that piece, we're going to do the piece right before that, where he starts with the beginning of the Gemara. Perek hamadir b'soifoi, b'uvdodir b'shua ben Levi. The Gemara says, the story here of b'shua ben Levi, ki ava shachiv. Rashi says over there, when it came time for Yeshua ben Levi to be nifter, kishi is manly potter. So, so the Gemara says over there, Amr leila malach hamaves zil ovile reutse. So they told the malach hamaves, go do what you're supposed to do. So, Azilis Chazilei, Amrlei, Achvili Duchti. So, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said to the Malach HaMavis, as Rashi says, Hailicheni leGan Eden vareini mekaimi. Take me to Gan Eden and show me my place. So, the whole story, the famous story over there. So, he said, okay. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, give me your saki and your knife, because I might get scared on the way. So the Gemara says over there that he jumped in and he didn't want to come out. So the Gemara says, Machriz Eliyo kamei panu mokel levar levoi. So then they let him stay there, and Eliyo started announcing, clear the way for bar levoi. Ozel ashkechei l'Rav Shimon Yechai. To have a Yosef, he found Reb Shimon Yochai, he was sitting al Tlas Eser Tavtke Pisa. So, Amar Lei Atu Bar Levi, so he told him, you're Shua ben Levi? So he said, yeah. So he said, Nirus Okashis Biamecha, there was ever a rainbow in your days? So he said, yeah. So Amar Lei Mkein Lais Atu Bar Levi, you're not Shua ben Levi. Because says the Rashi in Ataroy Lichroy Zesh and Ishamea, Shakeshes and Elis Bishlech, Availam, you may sadly come and Badar in Tarachos. You're not really Roy to have this announcement in front of you, because if you were a Tzadi Gomer, a Keshes would never have been appeared in your days, because you would have been Megan on the door. And the Gemara says, really, there was never a Keshes, but he didn't want to say that. That's the story, famous story. So, Rav Meir Simcha's Oymed on a Nekuda, and he says, Moira, what you see here is, the Mekaymai Hayetzer Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why is he interacting with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? So, Rav Meir Simcha's Medayik must be Rav Yishu Ben Levi's Mokav in Gan Eden is near Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And for this reason, Rav Meir Simcha wonders, what connection does Rav Yishu Ben Levi have with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that they should be near each other in Gan Eden? So Kipshuta in the Pasha Pshat, he says, first Pshat, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai haya oil al iske haklal b'roimi. The Gemara, in the end of Me'ila, Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, The Gemara says, Pamachas Gozra Hamalchus Gzeira, not to keep Shabbos, etc. So they said, who's going to go to Rome to be Mevatel the Gzeiras? Pshim Bar Yechai Shemalumud Benisim. Earlier, the Gemara there says, Reb Masya Ben Cheresh asked Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Be'ir Roimi. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had gone to Rome, Al Iskei HaKlal, to take care of Klal Yisrael. Reb Shua Ben Levi, Haya Baraimi Al Iskei HaKlal. Reb Shua Ben Levi also had the same Midah. He also went to Rome for Klal Yisrael. Kimavur Medjish Rabbah, like it says in Breshish Rabbah, Ayin Ches Hei, Al Pasuk Vahutzei Le'al Yerechai, the Pasuk of Vahutzei Le'al Yerechai. So says the Gemara, the Medrash there, Reb Shua Ben Levi, have a solik l'roimi, kevin dasa lako, says the Gemara, the Medrash over there, Maisa. So Zokter Meir Simcha, we find this common denominator between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Shua Ben Levi. Both of them went al iskei haklal to Rome, and therefore they have a makom in Gan Eden near each other. Halidavarhu, but that's what he says. What's the connection? What's the aside? The Stam Torah could be said. But we'll just say what Reb Meir Simcha's words are. Oyji Tachin, let's say Reb Meir Simcha's second shot. The Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Savar B'Yerushalmi Reish Brachas. In Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, in the Yerushalmi and Brachas, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, Anu Sheregile B'Talmud Torah, E Mafzikin Af L'Kriya Shema. Shimon Bar Yochai V'Chaveirov Teirason Umnasam. They weren't Mavatel for anything. So therefore he said, since we're Rogalim Talmud Torah, we're even Potter from Davening. And we're only mafsik for Kriyashma. That's the chashivus of Torah in the eyes of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai kedaite. And the Gemara says over there, that's the Gemara, the Yerushalmi and Bracha says, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that Torah is more chashiv than Tvila. And since we're learning Torah b'kviyos, we're not mafsik for Tvila. The Yerushalmi says, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is l'shitasai. The Omar Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, Ila havino b'turah desinai. If I would have been by Har Sinai when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah, have a boy, Trey Pume, I would have asked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to make two mouths. Two mouths.
Oops, wrong volume.
The Shabbos Torah, Ilu have a koyim al Torah de Sinai, Meshayit Shabbos Torah Yisrael, Mitzvah Kumet Chavon Dibrei, Nasha Train to me, two mouths. Chad the Haviloi by Raisa, one mouth only for Torah. The Chad the Haviloi called Tzarchei, and the other mouth for everything else, Tfila and everything else. What is it? It's Kedai to see the end of the Gemara. Chazar Amar, he said afterwards, no. The Baruch Hashem was right to give only one mouth. Look, we only have one mouth. And the world is having a hard time with our one mouth standing. Min deluter delay from the Lashon Hara of the one mouth. We would have two mouths. Can you imagine how much Lashon Hara we would say? The Rebbeinu Shem was right. Karat, I said over this Yishami on Shavuos. I said it earlier, a different time also. Parshas Mitzayra, I think it was Tazria Mitzayra by Lashon Hara. But I said over on Shavuos as well, because L'chari, you have a question here. At Har Sinai, when the Torah was given, what do you mean? You would have asked Hashem to create two mouths. Who's creating new people? Man was created in the beginning, Adam Rishon. There's one mouth. So we come to Har Sinai, we're getting a Torah. What does he mean? If I would be on Har Sinai, the Mefarshim asked this question in the back of the Izvahad or Yishalmi, they ask it. They bring from one of the Mefarshim that the Pshat is because Klai Yisrael Yotza Nishmasam. They were Nifter. And the way I brought it out on Shavuos was, it was a whole new Bria, a Bria of Klal Yisrael, a Bria of a person who learns Torah. At the Bishas, that Bria, Hashem could have created two mouths, because it was a brand new Bria. Okay, that's just a side point. So Zokter Meir Simcha, Ve'efshar Adam Charish Bishas Charisha, V'zoyriya Bishas Ria, V'koytze Bishas Ksira, V'dash Bishas Nisha, V'zoyri Bishas Aruach, Torah Matei Aleo, this Reb Shimon Bar Yochai L'shitasai. How's it possible forever? People are just going to be working a whole day and never learning Torah, L'bizman, She'yisrael Oitzim, Ritzayin, Shomakam, Melachtam, Nasa, Yedei Acherim. Shimon Bar Yochai L'shita, that when Klai Yisrael says in Tzayin Shalmakam, Melachtam Nasa Yidei Acher. When Vizman Shein Yisrael says in Tzayin Shalmakam, Melachtam Nasa Yidei Atzma. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Ketza Mevarchim and Brachas, Harbe Yosu Gerv Shem Ha'echai V'lei also be Yodan. Many people tried to be fully reliant on others and just learn Torah, Melachtam Nasa Yidei Acherim. And yet, L'ei also be Yodan was an easy thing. So, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Meir Simcha is bringing out here from these various places in the Gemara that says the Hashkafa of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Torah is even greater than Tefillah. Torah is the it. Reb Shimon Ben Levi, what about Reb Shimon Ben Levi? In the Gemara Megillah of Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara says over there on the Pasuk, Bayis Gadol Saraf Beish Nevuzaradan, when he destroyed Yerushalayim, he burnt down every Bayis Gadol, says the Gemara, Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shimon Levi. Chad Omer Mokam Shemagadlim by Torah. What's a Bayis Gadol? In the eyes of the Navi, a place where they're Megadol Torah. They're Megadol, they raise Torah. V'chad Omer Mokam Shemagadlim by Tefillah. So the Gemara says, who's who? Tistayim, says the Gemara. Rabbi Shuv Malevi is the one who says Megalim by Torah. Why? Because Rabbi Shuv Malevi is the one who holds Beis HaKnesses, Mutar Lasses, Beis HaMedrash. Mailim Bakoidish, you could only go up from a Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. Because Mokum of Torah is greater than a Mokum of Tefillah. So Rabbi Shuv Malevi is the one who would hold this Bayis Gadol Mokum Shebegadlin by Torah as opposed to Mokum Shebegadlin by Tefillah. And from a Beis HaKnesses, like we just said, to a Beis Rabbanon, the Gemara says, "Vayit over there, I'm Rav Papi, Mishmei the Rabba." You can make from a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash, and the Gemara says, it's Mistaber, like Rav Papi, because Rav Shulam Levi said, Beis HaKnesses, Mutalasa, Beis HaMedrash, Shema Mina. Udaloi Kareb Yoichanan de Savar, the Habayis HaGodol, Shemigadlin by Tefillah. V'iyu Amar B'Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, because Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi said, Halavai shonu nispalu kol hayom, and so much rega, Halavai shispalu kol hayom. So, what Rabbi Meir Simcha is proving here is that this machlaikis, there's a fundamental machlaikis in Torah and Tefillah, which one has a mila over the other. And Rabbi Yochanan is the shita, Tefillah is greater than Torah. And therefore, a bayis gadol is a mokum shebegadlin by tefillah. Halavai shenispalu kol hayom. Hashem can Rishu Malevi argue and says, no, bayis gadol is a mokum shebegadlin by Torah. Beis HaKnesses you can make into a beis hamedrash, and not the opposite, because you can't go down, you can only go up. And the Gemara says, Lochein, Rishu Malevi litamei, Machruch bivalei rosson vasek b'teira. The Gemara says over there, that Rabbi Yochanan gave out an announcement. Hizaru mizvuvei shevalei rosson. Be careful of the zvuvim, that the flies that are around people who have this chayli valei rosson, because as Rashi says there, they can bring the chayli onto someone else. So Rabbi Yochanan would give out this announcement that you have to be careful. There's these contagious bugs around these people, says the Gemara. But what happened? Rabbi Shua Malevi, Michrach Bahu, Basak Bataira. But Rabbi Shua Malevi, he didn't care. Michrach Bahu means he went right next to them. Nidvak Etzlam, says Rashi, Bishashoisak Bataira. Umayshivan Etzlam, he didn't care about them. Why? Shulam Levi was muftach that the Torah would protect him and he would not be damaged, as it says, Ayeles Ahovim Vialas Chain, Im Chain Mala Limdeus Rabbi Shulam Levi, if it's Mala Chain, for sure Agunile Magna, for sure it protects. So Rabbi Yochanan made the announcement, stay away from them. Shulam Levi went with the power, the protection of Torah. V'noki disna b'kedushin v'loma levar b'rei yu'in sham. The Gemara Masech the Kedushin tells us the Rebchia Baraba found Reb Shua Malevi the shodi disna reishe. In those days, Tamid HaChamim didn't go out without an atifa reisham. They wrapped their head. But he wasn't doing the proper atif of a Talmid Chacham. He just like had a shmat on his head that he shouldn't go out begilu roish. And he was taking a yanuka, his child, to the base, to school. So Amalei Maikulei Hai. So Rabbi Chiya Barabbas says, what's going on over here? Why in such a rush? Why didn't you take a minute to get dressed properly? Amalei Mizuter Maidachsiv Vaidatim Levanecha V'samach Le'yem Hashamata V'nei Hashem Lekecha B'chayrev. So, is it light in your eyes? Going to teach this yanuka Torah? Torah is everything. He gives it away for Torah. I'm going to go out and run out. It's not have the time. I don't have the time to get myself properly dressed to go take the yanuka to Torah. Now it's interesting because Rav Meir Simcha says here levar berei his einikol. At the Gemara in Kedushin, the Bavli says liyanuka to child. However, the Gemara right before that talks about Amri B'shul ben Levi, Kamalam and Isbemenay Torah Malo Akasuv Kiilu Kibla Meir Sinai Shenemar Vaydat and Levanech Levei Vanecha, and the Yafei Anayim on that Gemara in Kedushin says, look in the Yerushalmi in Kedushin and Yerushalmi in Shabbos Perak Aleph Halacha Beis, Uvda de Rishu ben Levi, it says over there, he went out from the Merchatz. We once said this Gemara in Ashir, because he was in the Merchatz Erev Shabbos. And every Erev Shabbos he used to learn with his Einikol. His Einikol would read to him from the Parsha. And one time he was in the Beis HaMerchatz and he was starting to get undressed and he realized he forgot to learn with his Einikol and he ran out even though he had already taken off his belt or whatever it says over there. Why? So they asked him, what are you in such a rush? He says, what do you mean? Over there, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is if you learn from your Ben Minoi, it's Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai. And the Bavli says, if you teach your Ben Minoi, Kibla Mehar Sinai, but the Feinayim saying, Stama, it's the same Maisa, or a similar Maisa. Because both them, Yeshua Ben Levi, with the Yanuka, it's Lashitase of Ben Minoi. And I was by Rav Hamaner in Bnei Brak, Goyin Adir, who's blind, Mamish knows everything about Pe, Nifla and the Velt. So I told him this, I just learned this Yerushalmi and Shabbos. I told him the Bavli and Kedushin. So his words to me were that you teach your Ben Benai Torah, and then in the Yerushalmi he's learning with Ben Benai, Mistami is learning with him because he taught it to him. In other words, it's a circle here. He taught it to him, and now he's back learning the same thing with him. That's Kilu Kibla Me'ar Sinai. That's the Mesiras HaTorah. But either way, so says Rav Meir Simcha, you see the chashivas of Torah in the eyes of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Harehu v'Rab Shimon v'Yachai, so now the punchline is, both him and Rab Shimon v'Yachai, savru de Torah ikar. They have the tzad ha-shaveh of the chashivas of Torah. Rab Shimon v'Yachai, Torah is greater than tefillah. We're not mafsik for tefillah. We learn Torah. Lachtam nasa de acherim, only Torah. Harbei Asu Kirbshim Chaivale also be Yodam. Shuam ben Levi, same idea. Habayis HaGadol, also greater than Tefillah, not like Shita Shab Yechanan. So since him and Reb Shem Ba'yichai, Reb Shem Ba'levi, Shem Ba'chai, Shneim Savru, the Torah Iker, V'lachain Mekaymai Eitzel Reb Shem Ba'yichai. Therefore it's Mekaymai Eitzel Reb Shem Ba'yichai. Now there's one other place that Reb Meir Simcha also was aiming on this Nakuda. And this is in Parshas B'chukaisai. Parshas B'chukaisai, Bishvati Chaya Ra Min Ha'aretz, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Vav. So the Machlaik is over there, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, Shem Vayichai. When it says Hashem is going to be Mashvis Chaya Ra, does that mean Reb Yehuda says he's going to get them, Vasilavei, they're not going to be in the world at all? And Reb Shimon Vayichai says, no, they're just not going to be Mazik. He says it's a bigger Shvach, that they're here and they're not Mazik. So he brings the Gemara. We have a Machlaikas, Hashem Bar Yechai and Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara in Brachas that we just quoted. Vasafta the Ganecha. So Shmuel says, Hanig ba minig derech eretz. Gotta go with derech eretz. You gotta work, and you're Isaac and Ruchnias, and you're Isaac and Gashmias. You gotta make a living. And Hashem Bar Yechai says, that's the Gemara we just quoted, Rabbi Meir Simcha quoted. How is it possible? A person's gonna be plowing and planting, etc. What's gonna be with Torah? Lachtam nasa de acherim. So, Zakt Rabbi Meir Simcha over there, that Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Mashbisam, Shalay, Mavir, Mina, Ilam, He says, because for a person to be protected by the Torah, that the wild animals shouldn't damage him, he has to be davuk b'Torah, kulei davuk b'Torah at all moments. If for a time he's going to have to go out and work, he doesn't have the protection at that moment. Full protection. Of course, a person Torah is megan even without that. But he doesn't have the full protection, so therefore, if Hashem says Chayara is not going to hurt you, we got to get rid of the Chayara. Because there's going to be times you're not going to be fully davuk by Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Torasai, and you won't be fully protected. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, no. That's going to be a time of Malach Deinaseh De'acherim, Bizman Shisol Eitzim Retzayin Shalmakom, Dvukim Tamil Abayr Bili Hefzik, Oz Einoin Movadoi, V'lamayla Moila Mativi, V'ena Olu L'mazikim L'shum Pegarachas B'Shalom. So therefore, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, it's a much greater nace that they're here and they're not mazikas. And then Dr. Meir Simchin parentheses there, v'zebatz my mashem otzonu b'ksubas ayin zayin amad beis Yeshua ben Levi mechubu v'asuk b'raisa. We find him, Yeshua ben Levi, as we said before, he didn't care about the contagious Bali Rasan, and he went and he learned Torah. The Reb Yeshua ben Levi, ayam muvtach b'dvei kusay tamil Hashem yisbarach, he was so dovuk in the Torah that his whole mitzias, his whole guf, was above and protected and away from Gidri HaTeva. And therefore, v'lochein, since he went with the same shita of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, whose shita was that we're going to be so dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom v'Tayrasai, l'mayla midarach HaTeva, the Teva won't be mazikos. So therefore, will there be wild animals and they won't be mazikos? V'shpati chayaro min aretz. Reb Shua ben Levi had the same sheet as Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that he's so protected and he's above the Teva, and mayla he could go next to these contagious people. V'lochein mishkonai eitzel Reb Shimon Bar Yochai v'mechitza shomayla. He doesn't even tell you where he's coming from. He's coming from Yana Gemara, where he was medayik in the Gemara, that it looks like if Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is talking, he's next to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai over here, and even the Magi over here is not mitzayin even what he's talking about. But you only know it from this other shtickle. V'lechem mishkana it's Reb Shimon Yochai mechitza shamayla. End of the parentheses. V'lechem kama, that's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says. Mishbisen shleziku pashot. So over here, he talked about how Reb Shua Melevi was Mikrach of Bali Ratz and Vasek B'Torah. And over here, Rav Meir Simcha Mamish explains it beautifully. Haya muftach b'dvei kusay tamid l'Hashem Yisparach u'l'Torasay ki chumroi zach v'nala migidrei ha-teva. And that's the tzarashava between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. These are the beautiful words of Rav Meir Simcha. And Rabbi Isai, as we know, it's an Esar Eli Yaakov. Klai Yisrael needs Yeshuas. What's going on in Eitz Yisrael, what happened today, is Pachad Pchadim. And yet at the same time, Nisim Gluyim, Mamish Nisim. How could it be these missiles fell? And Avada were pained over all injuries, and there were no fatalities, I don't think, Baruch Hashem today, but any deaths. But you have to see the Nes. It's not to be believed. It's not to be believed. And especially when there was just a Mechama Kenegad Olam HaTorah. And yet Torah is Megid. That's the bottom line. Excuse me. Torah is Megid. But at the same time, Torah is Shvachin in Eretz Yisrael. There is a Pachad. A lot of the schools don't have schools. Torah is Shvachin. I remember by the first Gulf War, Merediv Rabbeinu Rebel Yishvei, Zichrayne Tzadik Levracha, gave a shmooze when they started. I think it was right before that they started shooting the scuds, and he was crying. The Tepanovich Reshiva Rav Shach gave a shmooze about dying of Kiddush Hashem. And then he said that he got a letter from a bocher in Eretz Yisrael, anonymous letter. And he says, Chveisnish, if it's a Philadelphia Talmud or not, I have no idea, he says. But the bocher said that at the end of the day, in Eretz Yisrael, Torah shvachid up because of the pachad. And memeila, it's mutal, and the bnei Torah in chutz la'aretz, to starken zachin Torah, to learn more Torah, to be mashlim nachisaron of Torah, and to be megan on klal Yisrael. And that's the bottom line. Avada Baruch Hashem, many of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael are, Baruch Hashem, still learning, but it can't take away from the pachad. That Torah, that Torah. It's almost hard to say, but the Rambam tells us that if a person doesn't learn Torah, when things are easy, the Rabbi Nishal makes it harder for him and harder to learn Torah. Our B'nai Torah and Eretz Yisrael are learning under all circumstances, but the Israeli government wasn't interested in the Haganah of Torah. And now, sort of, the Rabbi Nishal took away some of that Haganah. But those who are still learning, and those who are still being Moshe Nefesh for Torah, even with those gzeres, they're still being Megan on Klal Yisrael. But I think there's a halal, and I spoke about this last week in Shul. Our job is to focus on Ruchnius, to focus on our Torah, that's Megan. We could be Lamaila Midarech HaTeva, Muvtach Midveikusai Tamid, Lashem Yisparach Midteirasai. Vinale migidrei hateva. Eretz Yisrael is bechlal, not migidrei hateva. It's lemaila miderech hateva. My cousin Reb Shlomo Smotny Zalzayin Gezunt was here this week. Son-in-law of my great uncle Reb Yitzchak Grzynski, Zichrona Tzadik Livracha, and we were by the Ish HaPela Rav Yechezkel Munk Zalzayin Gezunt and Stark, visiting him, and my cousin said to him, "So Eretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Dorish Yisrael Mereishis Hashana Barach Rishana L'toiv and Chas V'Shalom Shalei L'toiv." Eretz Yisrael is everything is not B'derech HaTeva. When it's the toiv, it's Shalei K'derech HaTeva, and when Chas V'Shalom the other way, Shalei K'derech HaTeva. But look at the nisin that's going on in this Shalei K'derech HaTeva. B'nali Megidri HaTeva. That's the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Torah of Klal Yisrael. And we have to shtarken zach in our learning, and shtarken zach avad in our tefila as well. We're not Terasan Umnasan Hashem Vayechai. We have to focus on the Ruchnias. Bez Hashem, we should be Zoicha Taka, that the Torah should be Megan, and we should Zoicha to see the kiyum of this Pasuk. Vishbati Chaya Ra Min Ha'aretz. Those Chayas Rois, Vishbati Chaya Ra Min Ha'aretz. And I would say, not like Rav Shem Vayechai, Mashmisem Shalai Yizaiku, Hini Mavira Min Ha'ilam. That day is going to come, the Rabbi Nisham is going to get rid of the Sitra Achra, the Satan, Ala Rishoyim. That day should come in Heira V'Yameinu, Amein V'Yameinu. Kol Tov.